Nachim and Aleph. Now the Gemara has at least temporarily given up learning a Seidoch Losaseh. From Tzitzis, so we try to learn from Mitzglachas Mitzorah. So, Naflu, second line, may Rosho, the Tanya Rosho, it says by the Mitzorah, Yigalach es kol sa'aro, es roshovi, es ganovi, es gabosei navi, es kol sa'aro yigaleach. So it says he should shave all his hair. And this is a klal prater klal. It says all his hair. It says rosh is a kind of gabosei navi, and then it says kol sa'aro. So it means any place where there's a gathering of hair, that's in a welcome goy. He has to shave. Now, as Tosaf points out in Rasul Zakano, for the Klal Prater Klal, it would have been enough to say, Yigalach es kol sa'aro, es gavosei nav, es kol sa'aro, yigaleach. Right? You would have had the Klal Prater Klal, kol sa'aro, prat gavosei nav, and the Klal of kol sa'aro, and it would have done the trick. We would have known the exact same result. So, what's the drush added value of Roshon Zakano? So, it must be coming for a reboy, and that's what these Bryces are arguing about. So one Bryce holds Rosh Matzav alone. Fishenemer lo sakifu pas roshechem, a roshechem rather. Shemani af mitzorakein. Right, the normal lav bakafas payas tamalomer rosho. Right, so it's coming to be matter that not only is he allowed to is he mitzuvah to cut his hair, all else being equal, it's even docha the lav of hakafas payas ha rosh. Because sabar itana comes rosh makafa, and this tana is a machlokas tanaim. Whether, you know, it's, it depends how you read shot in the pasuk. Lo sakif bas roshechem. So there's one day in the time that a kafa is called rosh loshma kafa. The answer is to shave the payas and leave the head, like some of the ancient Romans used to do, and probably, I guess, the ancient, whoever people were around the time of the Chumash used to do. But if you shave your whole head, that's fine. However, this Tana holds, which is the way that we paskin, that a kafa is called rosh makafa. Even shaving your whole head with the payas is a problem, and therefore every mitzora has to violate the lav of hakafas pasa rosh when he shaves his whole head. And it's exeris gusav that the assay of taras mitzora is doche the lav of hakafas payas, and that's the makar of assay docheh sasa. The problem is igul mifrach mal lav hakafas shekin lav shein shav bakol. This only proves assay is doche lav shein shav bakol, because Hakafas Pasa Rosh only applies to half the people, the male half, not the female half. So it doesn't prove that Aseh is Doche Losasa and Lavim that apply to everyone, such as where we started from, Lav Barayas, applies to men and women equally. El Asim Yizakano, there's also written extra Zakano, the Tanya Zakano, Matam Alomos, Vishenemar Pasakanom Lo Yigalechu. It so happens that it says by all Jews, it says, Lo sakifu pa'as roshechem, v'lo sashchis, eis pa'as zekanecha. You're not allowed to be makif the payos of rosh, you're not allowed to be mashchis the payos of the zakim. By the Kohanim, it doesn't repeat the part about the rosh, but it does repeat, or it does repeat the part about the zakim. It says, v'as zekanom lo yigalechu. So, shemani afkor mitzorah kein, so there's a havamina that maybe, if it only said rosho, a mitzorah, a regular mitzvah could shave, but a kohen mitzvah is not allowed to shave his zakin at least, because it has a lav that a kohen can't shave his zakin. Tam lomar zikano, that it's docha the lav of giluach zakin of a kohen. Even though the kohen and the men, either way, it's in a shav b'kol, right? Kohen is a lot less people than men. But I mean, since you have Rosh and Zakana, which both teach us that Nasei is Docha, Lav Shein Shav Bakol, but it's unnecessary, so we use the rule today. And say this teaches us a Lav Sei is Docha, Lav Hashav Bakol, and we've accomplished our goal. Where I said, no, but Kathy Yisrael Sakh, that means Shani Kamanim hold Riva, Mekos of Mitzvos, Yis, Eros, Afil Lav Shein Shav Bakol, Lo Dachi, Kamash Lund Dachi. Right, the half mean is no. It's really not unnecessary. It is necessary. We need Rosho to teach Zaseh is Docha Lav Shein Shav Bakol, and we need Zakana to teach Zaseh even Docha Lav Shein Shav Bakol of Kohanim, because we might have thought the Lav of Kohanim were more chomer, because the Kohanim have mitzvos Yiseiros, so we might have thought that it could be Docha Lav of Yisraelim and not a Lav of Kohanim. So you need one to teach you Docha Lav of Yisraelim, one to teach you Docha Lav of Kohanim, but they're all only Lav Shein Shav Bakol, and we have no marker for general Zaseh Docha Los Aseh. So the Gemara says, Ella asim rosh dahachtan, but there's a machlokas tanaim. There's a machlokas tanaim had a darshan rosho. So maybe we should learn it from the rosho of the other opinion, the tanaim. The tanya, rosh matamalom ufishinemar tar lo yabor al rosho. Right? This tana holds the extra word rosho. It's not for a regular Jew.
but for a nazir, a nazir is not allowed to shave his head. Shomei niapatzor, a nazir, you might think that the asei b'tzor is not doche the lav of tiglachas nazir. Tamalom or rosho that the asei b'tzor is doche the lav of nazir. Whereas ikal mifrach malan nazir b'tzor shkin yeshno b'sheila. But that just proves that asei is doche lav sheyeshno b'sheila. The lav of nazir is more kal because you could be matir your neder of nisibrus. The low time you have to, what's the proof that yes, the Mishela is a valid halachic factor? Had the Kaimelinde in Asse Dochel Osas of Asse, everyone knows Asse is not Dochel Osas of Asse. Ligmar mean Nazir. Why don't we learn from Nazir and Asse is Dochel Osas of Asse? If you have me, a Nazir, Mitzor is the mucker of Asse Dochel Osas, then Asse should be Dochel Osas of Asse, because by a Nazir there's Losas and an Asse. It's called you made Nebu Zotar Lo Yavor al Rosho is the Lav. And it says, Kadoshi Gadel Parasarosho. Gadel Parasarosho is an assay. Elmi does my time look arena and declamation yeshiv shayla. The only reason we can't learn assay do losasa assay is because Nazir is different because yeshiv shayla doesn't prove anything at regular losasa assay. So, just like you can't prove assay do losasa assay because yeshiv shayla is different. Likewise, you can't prove a Seidu Kolosase because Yeshua Mishael is different, and now we are stuck and we did not succeed in learning a Seidu Kolosase from the assay of Taras Mitzora being doche any of these other options. Tosus just points out, he's mostly quoting the Sugya Nazir, but why is there a Machlokas Tanoim? Why is there a Machlokas Tanoim about how to learn Rosha, whether it's referring to a regular Jew or to a Nazir? So there are two deos in the Gemara Nazir, Daf Chesem and Aleph. You know, what's the Yisod HaMachlokas? Here you have one Tana. Mandav Rosho is for... Lav of Hakafas Pas HaRosh. And then there's another Mandara that Rosho is for a Nazir. There's only one Rosho. It doesn't say Rosho twice. It only says Rosho once in Hakafas. So what's the Machlokes between them? So Tosos here to Rasul Ma just tells us what it says in the Gemara in Nazir at first, that one day is, that what's the Machlokes between these two Mandarim? The first day in Nazir? The Gemara Nazir, why do they argue? Exactly, he holds that Hakafas Kol Harosh Shma Hakafa. Shaving your whole head is the Nisidoraisa, so you need Rosh and not the Nisidoraisa. This man over holds that Hakafas Kol Harosh Lo Shma Hakafa. Shaving your whole head is mutter for a regular yid. So of course you don't need Rosh to matir or Tiglachas Mitzorah for a regular Jew. Any regular Jew can shave his head if he wants. So it must be coming to be matir for a Nazir. That's the first day in a Nazir. And that seems to be a little hinted at in our sugya that says, Kasavra Hai Tana HaKafa is called Rosh Ma'akafa. Sounds like the first Tana holds HaKafa is called Rosh Ma'akafa. But Efshar, the second Tana, Lavdavka, doesn't necessarily hold that... That Hakafas Kol Harosh, that Hakafas Kol Harosh is Shema Hakafa. The second day in Nazir says, no, that's not what they're arguing about. They're arguing about what happens in our sugya. They're arguing about our sugya. That this Ma'am number holds that we don't know Asei Dochel Osase from Tzitzis. He holds we can't learn a Sei Dochel Osase from Tzitzis. We need all the words of Tzitzis for something else. And this man never holds that. We already know a Sei Dochel Osase from Tzitzis. So this pasuk is only necessary for a Nazir. For a Nazir who has an Asay Vilosase. Okay, so it could be their argument about a Kafas Kol Harosh.
Right? If you hold that shaving your head is normally usher, you need to be usher. If it's normally mutter, you need to be usher nuzzer. Because in nuzzer, everyone agrees not allowed to shave any of his hair. Or it could be, no, they're not arguing about that. They're arguing about whether we learn a seidoch losas mitzitzis. If you don't learn a seidoch losas mitzitzis, you need the posted rosho for a regular person. But if you do learn a seidoch losas mitzitzis, you don't need rosho for a regular person. And you can use rosho for a for a nuzzer. Okay, Tosa just at the end here tries to explain how there's one man number who doesn't know asei dochel asasa from tzitzis, obviously learns asei dochel asasa from rosha. How does he get out of the pircha of our gemara? Okay, so that's what Tosa deals with at the end. Right, he has two. He has. He basically said that that manumer must have held against our sugya that you can learn a seidochel osasa from rosho of a regular person, because he holds misvari that zakano already applies to a kohen. Doesn't need rosho to teach us zakano applies to a kohen. Misvari thinks zakano applies to all types of tribes of Jews, and therefore if we already have zakano, we don't need rosho. So rosho is extra. So rosho is extra to teach us that seidochel osasa in for all of it. All right, there is a, I was going to say something, but not sure how well it works out, actually. There is a funny Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Nazirus. What's funny about the Rambam? The Rambam says, well, a similar thing, just he didn't develop it. The Perush Mishnayos in Nazir, he says, why can a Nazir do Tiglachas Metzora? Right? Why is the assay of Tiglachas Metzora doka the lav of Nazirus? So, what would I ask you? If I asked you why is assay of Taras Metzora Doka, the lav vaase of Nazirus. So how would you answer?
There's no other way to do it.
Oh, but since when is that say doka lav and an ase? Isn't another lav and an ase?
Because of the pasuk.
Because of the pasuk, right? So I would have answered, right? Because of the pasuk of Rosho. Oh, what about the rule of ein ase doka losase vaase? So what would I have answered? Yeah, it's because of the rule of Rosh Hashanah, and this is not due to the regular say Dokolos Asala say, because what's this pasuk teaching me? That say is Dokolos Asala say here, and not anywhere else. Why? Because Yeshua Mishayla, right? Because of Rosh Hashanah teaches us that Asay is Doka Losase Vasay Sheyeshua Mishayla. That is, that's what our Gemara says, right? That's what our Gemara says. And that's what the Raven says. Right? At the end of the seventh parak of Hilchos Nazirus. Did I pick out the right one? No. At the end of the seventh set of the seventh parak of Hilchos Nazirus, the Raven says, Ani shona brosh mesech zivamos from the havli lava say sheishna b'sheila behind the kili. This lava say is very makele yeshna b'sheila and the assay can be dochet. That is the right. But over the Rambam says something a little more creative. The Rambam says, "Kaitz v'motav b'tiglachas mitzvah nazar shin tareya v'nirba mitzarata b'tochmi nazirus harizim galeach kol saros shor tiglachlo mitzasay shenemrim tzor v'gilachas kol sarog chol makom shatamotzim mitzasay v'lo sasim yochlo kai mishneim b'udam yim lav yavosay v'yitches lo sasim." Follow Nazar Shigilak being Nizur over a losas vase. The kasha is the nivai losas vase. She never kadosh yagel parasar rosho. Chol makom in asay doch losas vase. V'lama doch asay shel tiglachas hanegel in zirus. The Rambam answers b'nei shekvar nitva hanazir b'tzaras. Because we're talking here about a nazir who was already a tumas saras, right? You only have to have a tiglachas mitzora if he was already nitva as a mitzora. And he says, there's a din that the day that he's a Mitzor Mukhlat, right, now he's a Mitzor Muskar, right? Muskar means, right, like most of the Psukim,
there in Parshas Tazria, where they're checking for 7 days and waiting to see if he's saras or not. Once he really has saras, then however many days it takes, it could be 1, 2, 3, well, 7, or 100 or 1,000,000, until he gets cured. That's muhla. Once the coin declares an absolute tummy, then he has to wait till he gets cured, till Hashem makes it go away. That's what's sort of muhla. The din is that the days of Mitzorah, the Rambam talked about earlier, the day the Nazir is a Mitzorah, and the same of principle applies to the days a Nazir, the days another is a Mitzorah, don't count towards the Naziris. Saras doesn't count towards Naziris. He says that's Allah Moshe Sina. So the Rambam then has an info. Why doesn't, what these days don't count towards Naziris? So he says, Vare'inu Kodesh Bahen. So he loses his Kedushas Nazir. Why is the Mitzorah not counted towards Naziris? Because his Kedushas Nazir, Kadosh, yeah, and the Mitzorah is Mafkia that Kedusha. So he says, if so, Batal Asay Me'elav. Says Mela, what's the essay? The essay is Kadosh Yiyah. The essay is a Gadel Parasarosho. The essay is Kadosh Yiyah Gadel Parasarosho. That he should have the Kedusha of Gidol Seir. And when he's a Mitzorah, he has no Kedusha anyway. He lost his Kedusha already, so Mela he's not Mekayim the essay. He already lost the essay by becoming a Mitzorah. Because the essay is to have the Kedusha, and he doesn't have his Kedusha.
What's the connection between the Kedusha of the hair and being Tamei because he's a Mitzorah?
Aha. So apparently this is the Rambam's chish. Right? Apparently the Rambam assumes the lav is anyone who became a Nazir shouldn't cut his hair. That's just a lav. If you're a Nazir, you shouldn't cut your hair. He still is a Nazir. But apparently the essay is that the Rambam somehow understands that the cutting his hair, the growing his hair, sorry, gives him Kedusha. Kadosh Yagadel Parasar Rosho. That cutting his hair gives him Kedusha. And the Rambam understands that the essay is not to grow his hair stam. The essay is that the Kedusha, that growing his hair gives him Kedusha. Now, why exactly does growing his hair give him Kedusha? You know, more so than, you know, let's say, not drinking wine. I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly why growing his hair gives him Kedusha. But the point is that growing his hair is not just something he does, right? It's not like drinking wine or not drinking wine. You know, growing here is not just something he does. Growing here is a certain surah of his guf, that he should have a certain surah which shows his kedusha. He should look a certain way that displays his kedusha. So the Rambam says that's when he has his kedusha, right? When it's olam, though, if he was a nazir for 100 days, those 100 days is kadosh. But since the time is mochlat, aren't olam, though, the clock is frozen. If he had 60 days, then became mitzorah. He needs another 40 days when he stops being mitzorah. Because being Mitzorah is the opposite of Kedusha. You can't have Kedusha when you are a Mitzorah, especially since, you know, Kedusha means ultimately the closest to Hashem, right? And Mitzorah is the one who's Mishol Chot Gimel Matnos, is the Tumah that's most Merachik with Hashem, more so than a Zob. He says, Zob is okay, it's not as bad as Mitzorah. But Mitzorah is Mishol Chot, which is the opposite of Kedusha. So the Rav apparently thinks that the assay of growing your hair is only connected to demonstrating your Kedusha. And if you don't have Kedusha, then Mela does not say, you already are not Mekayim the Asay of Kedusha. Even if you grow your hair in your Mitzorah, you're not Mekayim any Asay, because it doesn't accomplish anything. So you don't have the Kedusha. So that's the Rambam's Kiddush. So the Rambam says that there's Mela no Asay for a Mitzorah, because it's not Kadoshia. Memele can't be Mekayim Kadoshia, because the Mitzorah can't be Kadoshia. And therefore, it's only an Asay versus a Los Asay, and Asay is Docha Los Asay. That's the Rambam's Chav. As you can imagine, that is Mefurish against, that's Mefurish against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, special Gzeres Gazim, Yesh B'Sheila, and the Rambam says, Yesh B'Sheila, the Rambam says, there's no Yisr at all. And that's the right. It says, Ani Shona Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, Havel Lava Seish Yesh B'Sheila. There's a principle we learned from this Pasuk, that I say Doga Lava Seish Yesh B'Sheila. For the Rambam, no. The regular say Doga Lava Seish Yesh, and there's a copy reason why it's not a Losa Seish Yesh, because mainly he's not Kaddush.
Can you expand, could you understand the Rambam to be a little bit more inclusive, that's not just here he's saying that you can't possibly have Kedusha when you're Tomei. Not specifically limited to the Nazir over here, but there's a concept that if you're Tomei, you
at least Tomas Mitzorah, at least Tomas Mitzorah, because he doesn't say that about other Tomei. He says, before, even a Zav, which is like, I guess, the second worst Tomei, is well, okay, we can talk about a Tmei Mase at least, but at least a Zav, which is a pretty chomer tumor, right? A Zav is Mashal Chutz Lebeiz Machno, still is Kedusha, but at least a Mitzora is Mafkir, your Kedusha, and that's very similar. After all, you know, who's similar to another? A Kohen Gadol is similar to another, right? And the whole discussion, maybe a Kohen Gadol is Mitzareya, loses his Chalos Kohen Gadol, that's a Machlokes and Gemara, but a Kohen Gadol, who's Mitzareya, still has a Din of Kohen Gadol or not. So at least Saras, I think it could be mafkia all kinds of kedusha, not just the nazir. But I wouldn't expand it to all tums in the world.
Because like we don't say kachin and become tameh, become chodin.
Right, right. And we don't, again, we don't say something in nazir. He just doesn't have, he's still a nazir, still alive, right? He just doesn't have, he's a nazir, he just doesn't have the kedusha of a nazir. No one's going to say he's not a nazir. He still can't drink wine, he still can't cut his hair alive. Just lose the kedusha of a nazir. One of the tricky parts just is, like, why would the Rambam be mefor soser our Gemara? It's not so clear why the Rambam soser Gemara. It's not so clear to anyone why the Rambam soser our Gemara. I thought it was clear to me. Then I realized it's not really so clear to me. Even if you look at the Rishalmi Alatar in Masechus Nazir, it doesn't say anything that's soser our Gemara. I'm not sure what the Rambam's mucker is for being soser our Gemara. Sounds like he just thought of it on his own. Why didn't he say like our Gemara? That's what all the Mefarshim are trying to figure out based on the Ravid. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam was just giving an additional reason. The Ravid's also right, and the Rambam is just adding another reason. The Ravid's right, the Rambam's just adding a reason. And the Radvaz says on the side, that's the Rivan Kesef Mishnah. See, Shlom is the trade time that you can mill. So the Gemara Chazim and Ayunaka. The Gemara gave one reason, and the Rambam gave another reason. And the Radvaz says basically the same thing. Here we are. Says, the Gemara had one reason, which is true. The Rambam agreed with the Gemara's reason. He just added another reason. The Rambam says, why do he need another reason? To cover the Zira Shimshon. There's such a thing called Zira Shimshon, where you can't do She'ela. It's not subject to Atzaras Nedarim. Therefore, the Rambam wants to cover even the Zira Shimshon. It's still Asei Doch Lo Sase, even though it's Eino B'She'ela because of this logic. It's a little strange to say that the Rambam basically agreed to the Gemara. Say the Rambam agreed to the Gemara, he's just giving another reason. The Kesef Mishnah says he was giving another reason, Stam. Right, basically, Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, right? Modeh, Masugyan, and gives another reason. So either gives another reason to stop, or the rest gives another reason to cover the Zira Shimshon. It's a little strange just because our Gemara, that's a good answer to the Ravid of Yeshna V'She'ela. But our Gemara learns it from a Pasuk of Rosh, right? Meaning, according to the Gemara, you need a Pasuk. According to the Rambam's other reason, you don't need a Pasuk anymore. Right? So our Gemara is assuming that's what the Pasuk is for. According to the Rambam's other reason, you don't need the Pasuk for that. So it can't really be that he agrees with our Gemara giving another reason. Because once he gives his other reason, there's no assay anyway, then what do you need a pasuk for? Then you shouldn't need a pasuk. Then it's assay don't close assay, and he's svar without a pasuk. And then it's really, he really can't agree to our Gemara. How can you doctrine a pasuk for a halacha that we know without the pasuk? So it's like, the way the Ravid asked the kasha, it's a good answer. But it's still a stira to our Gemara. It's a little dachuk in the Kesef Mishnah, that Sarah Ian in the Kesef Mishnah is, then why do we need Rosho if the Rambam has his other reason that there's no assay in the first place? Then who needs Rosho? We already know assay no kolos assay. That's a klamal called Tarakula. So that's a little that is a little difficult. There are a lot of different answers in the Achronim, some of which we'll have to get back to. I thought, but I haven't totally worked this out, maybe someone can help me, that you could say maybe the Rambam was medayik in our sugya a little. Maybe the Rambam was medayik a little in our sugya, and learned What did our sugya say? Because Savar Haitana Hakafas Kol Rosh Shma Hakafa. Right? Maybe the Rambam learned our sugya like the original Mahalach and Nazir. That the two brises were arguing that Hakafas Kol Rosh Shma Hakafa or Lo Shma Hakafa. Okay, first I can actually make this sound very good, and I'll tell you why it's not so pashet. But maybe you can answer the Rambam says he was medayik in our sugya that look. This all depends on Hakafas Kol Rosh Shma Hakafa or not. The first time holds Hakafas Kol Rosh Shma Hakafa. The second time holds Hakafas Kol Rosh Lo Shma Hakafa. How does the Rambam paskin? Right, the English but helps us out here. The little aleph, but it's coming in base aleph. The Rambam paskin that Hakafas Kol Rosh Shma Hakafa. So maybe if you say I wanted to say the Rambam, kamo, like the first explanation in Nazir. Nun chesam and aleph. The imkain, kaimalan, right? Like the first brisa. Maybe you could taina, the Rambam was medayik, that kasavar haitana kapsul roshma kafa, that once we hold, if we hold the kapsul roshma kafa, which the Rambam does hold, then we have to hold like the first brisa, not the second brisa. If you hold like the first brisa, Rosh is going on a regular Jew, not on a Nazir. So basically, maybe it's not that the Rambam had wanted to give another answer. The Rambam held like, it's machlokes tanaim. One tana darshan roshu bet nazir, and then you have to come on to the whole she'eva. The other tana darshan roshu bet a regular Jew. Once you darshan roshu bet a regular Jew, then there's no pasuk left for nazir. If you hold like the first tana darshan roshu bet a regular Jew, there is no extra pasuk left to darshan nazir. So, if there's no pasuk left to darshan nazir, then what are you going to say? Ah, nazir's okay because I say docha lav ba'asei sheyesh lo b'sheva. No. If you have a pasuk that teaches you the chiddush of asei docha lo sas ba'asei sheyesh lo b'sheva. But if you don't have a pasuk, then how, why would you think asei is ever docha lo sas ba'asei? Mehechi tells you, whoever heard of asei doing docha lo sas ba'asei, asei is never docha lo sas ba'asei. Even if it's yesh lo b'sheva because you have no pasuk. As everyone's focusing on the sheva part, focus on the rosho part. The Rambam holds that Rosha is talking about a regular Jew. I looked through the Rambam. I couldn't find ever where he said how he interprets the word Rosha. You know, he didn't write a Torah to me, but for us. So I don't know. But maybe if the Rambam just holds like the first time, Rosha is going on a regular Jew. And if Rosha is going on a regular Jew, there's no pasuk left for Nazir. And then the Rambam was stuck. He says, hold on a second. According to the first Tana, there is a first Tana out there. Right? There are two Tanai. One Tana says Rosha is a Nazir. One Tana says Rosha is a regular Jew. The Tana says Rosha is a regular Jew. What does he do with the Nazir? Right? What if the Tana holds Rosh as a regular Jew? Think about a Nazir. How is he matar a Nazir? After all, it's a mitzvah that it's a Mishnah. Everyone agrees. The Mishnah says that the Nazir is mutar to offer a mitzvah. So I think maybe that's why he's stuck. How did the first Tana matar a Nazir? It must be the first Tana is a different way to be matar the Nazir because he's not Kodesh, so there's no assay anyway. And the Rambam paskin like the first Tana. That I think might be a simpler way to explain the Rambam. The only weakness, perhaps significant weakness of this way of explaining the Rambam is the only problem with this way of explaining the Rambam, and here still need to work on it a little more and see if you can solve this. Actually seems very simple. There's two Tanarim. Maybe the Rambam passed like the other Tana. And once the Rambam passed like the other Tana, it's Pasha. There's no word Rosha for Nazir, so there's no Havmini Maturalabba say without Pasha. So it must be, they have to explain, there's no say anyway. The other question is, how do you pick which Tana to hold like? Right? That's the tricky part. The tricky part is, why would he possibly like the other Tana? Because if he learns Asei Docha Lo Sasa from Tzitzis, then he shouldn't need a Pasuk to be Mater Hakafas Arosh of a regular Jew. And, based on the logic of the second day in Nazir, and that's not clear what the Rambam's mucker for asei docha lo sasa. So that's what's a little weak. Like, if he's going to hold like the first Tana, like the first Brisa, why would he hold like the first Brisa? Why would he need a pasuk? Why would he say Rosh is referring to a regular Jew? When he didn't have to? I think you can answer that maybe. And how could you answer that? Yeah, you can get out of that. That doesn't bother me. Why doesn't that bother me? No.
I mean, yeah. What I really like to do is not just prove that you can get out of it, but prove that the Rambam got out of it. But you can get out of it. Why would you need the first pasuk for a regular Jew if I say is no halosasa anyway? Because we learn from tzitzis, and l'chora the Rambam would admit we learn from tzitzis, because he holds like Tanavir and Shmuel, which Tana Tanavir and Shmuel, first words in our Amud. Maybe because the earlier Gemara in Nazir, a few blat earlier in Nazir. Apologize. Says yeah. Not so crazy. The Ikas Rahmana Zakon of Lux of Rosha Abina Kovsko Roshal Shma Kafa, Lahaka Kaz Rahmana Rosho. Gemara says in Daf Mem Aleph that maybe Rosho, what is the Bryce Rishona? Says Rosho might not be necessary for every Jew for a Seido Chalosase, because the Rama might admit that he learned a Seido Chalosase from Tzitzis, but the Gemara knows a Daf Mem Aleph, which is mentioned at the end of the Tosos here, but you have Nazar, Daf Mem Aleph. It's like going from an Aleph to Amud Beis, Mamish. Let's call the bottom Mem Aleph. An Aleph says it's necessary to teach us Hakafa's Kala Rosh, Shma Hakafa. Right? Tosa says you could have taught me Svara Hakafa's Kala Rosh, Shma Hakafa. Yeah, I mean, Svara shaving your whole head is Bechlal Olav. But the Rambam, as a matter of fact, you might even go so far as to add that the Rambam wouldn't think misvara. This is already going together, I don't know what. But logically, philosophically, should the Rambam think misvara that a kafa is called a rosh and shema kafa? Why did the Rambam think it's also to be makid pasa rosh? Okay. What? Because the chukei akum used to do that. They would just cut their payas. They wouldn't shave their whole head. So misvara, why should we also shave your whole head? So maybe they're all, no, Rosho is talking about a regular Jew, and it's not necessary to say Dochel Osase, it's necessary to teach us that this is an Asay Dochel Osase, because it would be utter for a non-Mitzorah. So therefore, the Rambam could work out fine. He knows, like, the first price, that a Kof's called Rosh Ma'akafa, and the Mugger a Kof's called Rosh Ma'akafa is Rosho, and it's necessary to be the Mugger a Kof's called Rosh Ma'akafa, especially L'shitase, like the Gemara Nozer Daf Mem Aleph. So he just puts together the Gemara Nozer Daf Mem Aleph with us. If you hold a kafa called Rosh Ma'akafa, Rosh is talking about a regular yid to teach you that we're being docha the Yisra Kafa's called a Rosh. If a Rosh is talking about a regular yid, there's no Rosh left for a Nazir. If there's no Rosh left for a Nazir, then why should it be docha? Don't give me any Yeshnub Elos. You're not allowed to say that without a Pasuk. That's only once there's a Pasuk. If there's no Pasuk, then why is a Nazir allowed to shave his head if he's a Mitzorah? The answer must be because he come up with a new answer of Kadosh Yiyah, and that's the answer of the first Brisa. So the Rambam actually works out, and I think that, you know, this would, again, if you're asking the kasha, why didn't he say Yeshnu Sheila, there are lots of good reasons. But if you're asking the kasha, let's go back. Does he have a pasuk or doesn't he have a pasuk? And which way works out? And I think it works better to say that the ikker point is not what he thought about Yeshnu Sheila versus other reasons. The ikker is, does he have a pasuk or not? Our whole sugi of Yeshnu Sheila is related to the one who, second Tanu, has a pasuk for Nazir. If the Rambam holds like the first Tanu, there's no pasuk for Nazir, then he needs to come up with a svar that has no chidushim. A svar that has no chidushim is that there's no assay anyway. So I think that could be the hesber of the Rambam. Agav, if you, maybe some of you got a chance to look at the Rambam Rishim Shir, he has a whole different explanation for the Rambam, which is, you know, it's very, very, very chudish. Maybe some of you got to look at the Avnei Miluim, who has a very lundish teretz for the Rambam. So the Rav, you want Ayin Shom, very, very chudish, we're not going to go over it now. The Avnei Miluim, maybe we'll come back to when we learn enough sort of background on this to appreciate what he was doing, and then we'll tie it back into this Rambam. But I think that, again, just on a simple pshat level, forget about the whole angle of Sheila. Start with the angle of there are two options regarding Rosha. Which one does the Rambam hold like? Be Medayik and Argamara, that it's likely he might hold like the first one, like the first explanation. No, so that you hold like Kavos Kol Rosh Ma'akafa, you hold like the first Raisa. And then the Rambam makes perfect sense. Correct, but you already knew if there was an issue. See, that, again, that's the side problem of the Rambam is
If he says Rosho is for a regular yid, I say Dochelos Asa, doesn't he know they're from Tzitzis? Right. So you could say he doesn't know from Tzitzis, which would be against the Mahalach of our Sugya. But if you don't want to go that far, say he does know from Tzitzis. So what do you need Rosho? Go to the Nazir Mem Aleph. That Rosho teaches you that Rosho is not there to teach you it's mutter. Rosho is there to teach you that it would be usher for other people. And that's exactly what they say here. Lomeli the Mikhtav Rosho Lomeli the Zakano. Tzrichi, because Rachman is a Kano, because of Rosho, have me not kafas called Rosho Shema Kafa. Lahachi Ksiv, Rachman and Rosho. It says right there. Writes Rosho about a regular person to teach you how kafas called Rosho Shema Kafa.
So it could be the Rambam held like that line thing where a Nazir, put it together with our Sugya here with the first Mahalach and Nazir, and then had to come out with this Pesach. I think that's the simplest way to explain the Rambam. Okay. The going a little weiter in our Gemara, there's that very important Rashi in Rassel Tabalom and Rosho, but we'll leave that for a little bit. Let's look at Tosas and Rassel Ba'akati. And this comes into the whole issue of the Lava say, let's focus on the Kohanim part for a second. Right? What does our Gemara assume? That Kohanim have a Lav and an Asay, right? That's what our Gemara says, right? A regular guy who shaves his beard only violates a Lav, lo tashchit et pa'at zekanecha. But a Kohen who shaves his beard, since it also says by a Kohen, patzeganam lo yigalechu, that makes it also an Asay. Right? He violates an essay. Where's the essay? He just says the law twice. It says by Yisrael, lo sashke says pasuk anecha maiko and pasuk anam lo yigalechu. Where's the essay? So where's the essay? Sorry? Right, but Pashem, or what does it say? Exactly, it says, right? Kedoshim yu, that's, I think almost everyone agrees. Kedoshim yu leloihem. Right? What's the point? What if all the lav of kahuna are also an assay because every lav it says by a kohen is part of the kedushas kahuna, and therefore kedoshim yu means he has to keep his kedushas kahuna as an assay. So anytime a kohen does anything wrong, he violates a lav and an assay. Our Gemara seems pretty mifurush that a kohen would violate a lav. And an assay. Our Gemara is not the only Gemara. Also in Eilu Metzios, right? Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Where did I put my Zikin? Right. The Gemara says it talks about how a Kohen shouldn't go into a cemetery to retrieve an Aveda. Then where it says, I've lost the Aseh, the Los Aseh. Obviously, the coin shouldn't go into the cemetery. He would be violating a Los Aseh Vaseh. So there's some Gemara that sounds like there is an Isser Aseh for all Isurei Kahuna. However, not so Pashut, because if you turn for a second, Avchof Amid Beis, right, we've seen this Sugya a few times. It's a very sodistic Sugya in all the inyan of Yibam and being Doka, etc. Right? The Gemara wants to know, that's where Isur Mitzvah, Isur Kedusha, Choletzes, Lomotzi Avemis, right? If you have Isur Kahuna, Isur Lavim, or Isur Midrabanan, they do Chalitza and not Yibam. The Gemara wants to know why you Isur Kahuna, right? What does the Gemara say? Tainach, Almana, Min Hanisuin, doesn't do Yibam. There's no Asay Doholosase, because Almana Min Hanisuin has a lav v'aseh. He's violating the Isser of Almanog Roshavach Allah Zonas Eilu Yikach, and he's violating the Isser of Kim Basula Meim Avikach Isha. But Almanim and Eirusin, who is a Basula, what's the problem? And you can ask the same, Almanim and Eirusin, what's the problem? Right? You can ask the same question, what about Grushavach Alutza? Lekoein Hedya, what's the problem? Why should the Isser be Doch the lav? So, what does the Gemara say in the Hav? I mean, if you go for a second to Kofim Beis, where there's a little like Beis in parentheses, of the Bach in the middle of the line, in the middle of the page, Amarava, Almanim and Eirusin, Nami Asay Velos Asu. Ah, there's also an Asay for a Kohen Gadol to marry Almanim and Eirusin. Dichsev, Kedoshim Yiloeihem. All Isurei Kahuna have an Isur Asay. Right? Ah, the Gemara says, Ah, Mamzeres Nesima, Eichel Meir. What about Mamzeres Nesina? There's also an Isur Asay for anyone who marries anyone they're not supposed to. Because it says, meaning all Jews should have Kedush Yisrael and keep the Torah. Okay, a certain point, that's ridiculous. Then every lav in the Torah is an assay. Then what's the difference between a lav and a lav assay? So the Gemara says, Iyachi kol Torah kula nami asim losasu dechsiv iskadishtem. Right, that's ridiculous. Then everything in the Torah is an assay to losasu, it says iskadishtem, and there should be no such thing as just a lav. But obviously there's such thing as just a lav. Obviously, we don't say every lav is also an assay. So rather, why can't the Kohen Gadol be miyab min amana min ha'erasin? Really, almanam and erusin is much of daraisa, just a gzeira. First, he wants to say gzeira atu almanam and nisuin. Then they reject it. In the end, what do we say? Everyone remembers gzeira. Be yirishon atu be yashnia. So hold on, what's going on in this sugya? This is explicitly a havmin maskana, right? The Havamina is that Almana min ha'erusin has an assay of Kedoshin Yiyu. That's the Havamina. But the Maskana is that there's no assay, that it's only Xerah Drabanan. Right? Maskana is that there's no assay. So Gufa, that seems to be Yoshaka Vatarin, the Havamina is that there's an assay for Isuri Kahuna. But then they say, hold on, there's a save Isur Kahuna, there might as well be an Asave Iskadishtem for Isurei Yahadus also, for Kol Torah Kula. And you can't say there's an Asave for Kol Torah Kula, because then that destroys the whole concept of having rules about a lot. So it must be they reject it. Nah, this doesn't count. The reminders to be Kaddish in the Torah don't count. Right? That doesn't count as an Asave. That counts as Hashkafa. Right? Obviously, it's still true, right? It's Kaddishtem. The Torah is still teaching us that if you keep the whole Kol Torah Kula, then you become Kaddosh, and that's a spiritually very important message. But that doesn't make it a mitzvah say. That makes it, you know, a lot of things are not a mitzvah say in the Chumash. Reish Baruch Elokim Eseh Shemayim Veseh Haaretz is a very big yesod of everything, but it's not a mitzvah say. It's a yesod. It's a yesod in Hashkafa. So here it's a yesod in Hashkafa that doesn't make it a mitzvah say. So here we have a significant stira, we could say. What's pshat? Is there an assay in Isuri Kahuna, or is there not an assay in Isuri Kahuna? And this really comes up as a machlokas in our Masechet later on between Rashi and Tosfos on the top of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Amud Aleph. Right, the Gemara talks about here is the other place the Gemara comes back to discuss. They're having, you know, one of these very, very cool Mishnayos where they try to work out all the combinations, right? So some people are mutter their husband, us to the Yavama, mutter to both, us to their both, mutter to the Yavama, us to their husband, all kinds of nice combinations. And one of the things they bring up is Isurei Kahuna, right? One of the things they bring up is... Grusha v'chalutz l'koin hedgo. So what does Rashi say? If you look at Rashi, the fourth last line of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, beginning of the ninth parak, v'kulei pirkan aseid yibam lo sased esur d'rami adadi. The whole parak is talking about the aseid yibam against the lo sased esur. The lo aseid yibam dochi lav the esur. And the whole parak, we make a gzeira, and we don't let the aseid yidochi lo sased. Hiyom mamzeres l'yisrael lo mamzeres l'yisrael 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 l'yisrael. My time in the Nafkalon Perik Beis, we've also even to Ashara, and okay, they give the reason in the end. But what does Rashi say? It's an Asay versus Losasa, and one of his examples is Chalol Lekoin, Isuri Kahuna. Rashi considers Isuri Kahuna to be just a Losasa. And Tosos jumps on him in Daf Pei Dalet and says, but Dimrasa Kula Ping Losasa, here's for Kuddin's Gomez, there's the Shrova Chalol Lekoin. The Ein Nira, the Chalol Nami Ika Asay, the Kedoshim Yiyu. Ella Isram Zeris Koi, the Sinitska Kaman Bubbles. When it says just a lav, Rashi says everything in the parak is just a lav, whether it's kahuna or whether it's mamzerus. So it says no, mamzerus is just a lav, but kahuna has an assay of kedoshim yiyu. So this seems to be a fundamental machlok between Rashi and Tosfos, with Tosfos holding that all isuri kahuna have an assay of kedoshim yiyu, and Rashi holding the isuri kahuna do not have an assay of kedoshim yiyu, and the. Let's fit in the Rambam here. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Hilchos Yibam. Sorry, wrong volume. What does the Rambam hold, like Rashi or Tosfos?
The Rambam holds like Tosfos? Okay, so let's read it inside then. The Rambam Perek Vav of Hilchos Yibum Vachalitza Perek Yud Aleph says, you ready, Morty? The Yavama, what did I write? Did I write Vav Yud Aleph? What is it? Vivama Shehi Amana Minhanisuan Vala Koin God Lo Nifter Tsarasas Ina Se Dochas Lo Sasavase. A Yivama that's Amana Minisuan the Koin Godol. Right? If you do Yibam that doesn't pass to the Tsar, it's Ina Se Doch Lo Sasavase. What's the Ram's example of Lo Sasavase? Amana Minanisuan Le Koin Godol. What about all the other, Isuri Kahuna? What are regular Isuri Kahuna? What are Grusha Vachalutza? Lekoin head yoked. So the Rambam doesn't explicitly say, but the diak of the Rambam seems to be that almanam in hanisuin is a losas of ase. Almanam in hanisuin is a losas of ase. But grusha v'chalutza lekoin head yoked seems to be just a lav. That's the Rambam says. Yod ha'isa yivama asrul yivama isr lavo isr aseh yosha ha'isa shniyah rizecho letzlom sebemus v'matzri min adin ha'isa yisyav musha yiv mitzvah seh kol makrim shatama it's mostly mitzvah seh lo sasa yavase v'yidchol sasa v'chachomim gozus lo yizyav nu chayvi lav and lo shniyos gzera shem yavo ala pam shniyah. But he says all chayvi lav is only gzera drabonim yidaraisa aseh dov lo sasa, except he says for almanim and yisuin the kohen gadol, which is lo sasa v'aseh. It sounds to the Rambam like almanim and yisuin the kohen gadol, that's an aseh b'sulam yavad yikach isha. But regular Suri Kahuna, it sounds like Arnana says. Aha, okay, good point. Hold that thought. Okay, so this is the deal which all the Akronim make in the Rambam. So let us see what's going on here. How do you read this Gemara? So Rashi, Pegdal and Aleph, and the Mashmas so of the Rambam and Hilchos Yibam read this Gemara as saying, Limaskana, right? Isurei chitun de kahuna have no assay. Limaskana, there's no assay on kohanim marrying women who are usher to them, right? Basically, right, let's say, Nashim Psulos the Kahuna has no assay. It's only Exera, right? That is the sheet of Rashi and Daf Pei Daled. There's no assay by Chalala. That seems to be a sheet of Ram. There's no, and for Basula, look when God, of course, an assay. Basula, Yavisha, but have no assay of Kedushim Yiyu. There's an assay of Basula, Miyam, Yavisha, but no assay of Kedushim Yiyu. And that's not only Rashi and the Rambam, that's also Mufurish in the Ramban. And the Rashba, I think, says the same exact thing there. The Rashba says and the Ritva say the same exact thing. On Daf Chaf and Beis, what do they say? The Gemara wonders. Let's look at the Ramban. The Ramban says it very simply. Chaf and Beis. You have to be diving them properly. What did the Ramban say? Later on, the Gemara asks, why would they gozer on the Mamzeres? Could have also asked, why would they gozer on the Grusha Vachalutza? Right? Meaning, the Ramban and Rashi for all say, why would they gozer on the Grusha Vachalutza? I must be Xerah, be a Rishon, not to be a Shniyah. The Ramban, Rashi, and the Ritva, and the Shaka Mataria, Ramban, Rashi, the Ritva, Daf Chav means why? Because they all say that Grusha LeKohen is only Asura LeYabim Midrabanan. They say the Gemara could have asked, why can't you be Yabim with Grusha? And then they would have answered, Zera be Rishon, not to be a Shnia. So apparently, how do they beat the Maskana? Maskana is there is no Kedoshim Yiyu for the woman who are Usher to Kohanim. That's a Havamina. In the end, Kohanim is a pure Lav. That's Rashi on the ninth Perek says, Kohanim is a pure Lav, just like Mamzer. The Rambam implies, yeah, Besula Lekoin Gadol is an Aseh, but everything else is a pure Lav. That's the only Aseh. Everything else is a pure Lav. The Rabban Mask from Ritz from the Shaka Batari, you say, look, La Maskana, we've killed the Aseh. So the only problem with the Grusha is the Gzera. And why doesn't the Gemara explicitly say, you know, what's the problem with Grusha? Okay, so they give answers why they don't explicitly. But they could have said, what's the problem with Grusha? Answer Gzera. All these people are against Tosfos. Right? Tosfos says, all Isure Kahuna have an assay. And what are his rivals? Right? Based on Daf Hei Amin Aleph, and Bab Metzia, Daf Laman Amin Aleph, right? Zagano, all these Surah Kuhuna have an assay. Bab Metzia, the cemetery, all these Surah Kuhuna have an assay. If all these Surah Kuhuna have an assay, then a Grusha of Chalala also have an assay. So how do you read the Maskana of Yivam Staf Chafun Beis, where it says there's no assay? Exactly. This is Mefurish. Tosfos explains this Mefurish in Bab Metzia, right? Yep, truth is, okay, maybe he could have made it a little clearer. He could have said it in slightly clearer words, but hey, it's clear enough. It says, V'yantorpeh beiz yivamos, l'chusha l'malukon gadol l'ofsas agrida. How come there's no aseba l'malukon gadol? Shalom ad'lokai said, goshin yalamayich said b'hayi parsha. The Tosfos reads it very pasha. Tosfos l'shitase. How does he read the maskana? Tosfos in, but Metzia says, Maskana is that Isurei Kohen Gadol don't have the assay of Kedoshim Yiyu. That's the Maskana Daf Kofim Beis. That the Kohen Gadol, right, what's it talking about? It's talking about Almanim and Erisin the Kohen Gadol, right? He doesn't say the Ramban Rashi. It could have, it's not also that it could have been talking about Grusha v'chalutz l'koyin hedyom. No, Grusha v'chalutz hedyom is pashut asay v'lo saseh. Kedoshim yiyu. It's obvious why Grusha and Chalala are not mitzvah bemes to a koyin hedyom. That is an asay of kedoshim yiyu. The only case that's exerid rabbanan is mamzer es b'Yisrael, and I'm going to answer the koyin gadol. The Tosfos obviously explains very nicely. What does the asay of kedoshim yiyu l'hel means? It means it's written in the parsha of Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot should keep his kedusha. That assay is for the kedusha of Kohen Hedyot. Obviously, a Kohen Gadol also, if he doesn't, he also Kohen Hedyot violates the assay. Obviously, a Kohen Gadol who marries a grusha violates an assay because he's violating kedusha's kahuna stam. Obviously, a Kohen Gadol who goes to a cemetery violates an assay because he's violating kedusha's kahuna stam. But a Kohen Gadol who goes to his father's funeral doesn't violate an assay because he's keeping kedusha's kahuna. He's only violating kedusha's Kohen Gadol. There's no assay that says Kadosh, yeah, HaKohen Gadol Le'echad. There's no assay of Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. There's only assay of Kedusha's Kohen Hedyot. I'm going to call myself Mana. Kohen Gadol can't violate the Kohen Hedyot violates an assay, but a Kohen Gadol will violate something that's mutter for a Kohen Hedyot. He didn't violate Kedoshim Yiyu. He says Kadosh is all Sheva Kohen is supposed to be. He only violated the specially Shuri Kohen Gadol. The specially Shuri Kohen Gadol I never said an assay about. Minani Suin it said, Besula Yikavisha. But the regular, so that's the fundamental machlokas between Tosfos and the other Rishonim. Tosfos reads Maskana Daf Kaf as Kedushas Kohen Gadol doesn't have an assay of Kedushim Yiyu. That's only a Kedushas Kohen Hedyot. But Kedushas Kohen Gadol is not assay of Kedushim Yiyu. But Kohen Hedyot, of course, has Kedushim Yiyu. While the Rambam and Rashi and the Ramban, Rashman, Ritva all say no. Kedushas Kohen in general doesn't have an assay of Kedushim Yiyu. The Shara Melech, who's, I think, the first to make this diyuk, points out, although Minchas Chinuch then goes and says in clear different ways, that there's actually a nafkamina between them. Points out there's actually a nafkamina between them. What's the nafkamina between them? If, right, what about Bidi Yeved, Kohen, Sheyibin, Grusha? What if Bidi Eved, a Kohen, was Biyabing a Grusha? So, according to most Rishonim, what would happen if Bidi Eved, a Kohen, was Biyabing a Grusha? He did not say. And what did he violate? According to the other Rishonim?
Just the
lav. And why wasn't he allowed to do the same violate lav? It's the gzera. Okay, what if he violated the gzera and did it anyway? Okay. Then, kana, kinyan gomer. He's kona kinyan gomer. It's a total yibman deraisa level, right? But also me drabanan. You know, I mean, any pig, he can't be bold, be a shnia. Kana kinyan gomer. Of course he's usher be a shnia. He's also be a shnia, but he's kona kinyan gomer. Right? Mida raisa, he did a perfectly fine yibam. However, if you hold like the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say that, but if you hold like Tosfos, says the Shar Melech, what if the Kohen is beyond, this is not such a crazy case, right? Kohen Gadols are not so Shchiyah, especially if it's not a Zeh. But a Kohen is my small Yom. There's always Kohanim around. So what if, okay, now you don't do Yibam, so it's not so Shchiyah. But what if in the Sephardic countries, there's any Jews left in any of the Sephardic countries, I don't know. Not many Jews. I guess not so shchiyah to Yibam nowadays, because there aren't many Jews left in the Sephardic countries. But in Eretz Yisrael, we discussed this one. People don't have, even Sephardim don't have the guts to do Yibam. And, take on the government. So, but if the coin did Yibam of Grusha, then Lachor, you would say that Lo Kanya Kinyan Gomer, says the Shar HaMelech, because this is not a valid Yibam on the Daraisa level. Ein Aseidon Velos Asas say Lo Kanya Kinyan Gomer. Exactly what happens if you do that? That's a bit of machlokes we showed him. What happens if you violate a lot of Aseidon Yibam? But it seems to be Lo Kanya Kinyan Gomer. That's very clear. Lo Kanya Kinyan Gomer, meaning the Tsaros can't go out and marry the Shuk. The Tsaros aren't freed yet. That's what the Gemara said in the Chaf Daf Chaf Aleph, that if you do something that's mutter on the Torah level, the tzaras are freed, right? The tzaras can go get married in the shuk because the parsha of Yibam is over. You violated Drabanan, but the parsha of Yibam is over. But if you are Boel, someone who is an save lo sase, then lo kadikin gomer lo nifter with tzaras. If they're otherwise, they still can't go marry in the shuk because no one did a proper Yibam yet. Someone did a Yibam that was against the Torah. No one did a mitzvah Yibam yet. You weren't the kind of mitzvah sivim yet. So that would be a nafgamina between, okay, the Menachas Chinuch then takes on the Shar HaMelech and says, well, let's cheshbon out all the sheets that we showed him and all the side points and see what actually comes out. But that's not, necessary for us now. But there's a real nafgamina. If Isuri Kahuna are a lav greda, like the other Rishonim, then Midar Raisa, there's totally Yibam, and the Tzaras are pati, you just violated Drabanan. And, but if, like Tosfos, there's a lav asay of all Isuri Kahuna, then if, like Tosfos, there's a lava asay of all Isuri Kahuna, then this Yibam was totally Asur Midar Raisa. It's totally not a Kiyum Mitzvah. And therefore, the Tzaros are not part of the Shuk. And again, what does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara only discusses two cases. Almanam in an Isu in the Kohen Gadol, who for sure has an asay of Basuli Yikach, and Almanam in an Eris in the Kohen Gadol, who for sure does have an asay, because she's Motor Kohen Hedyot. It's not within the Kedusha's Kahuna. It's only a special restriction of Kohen Gadol. The Gemara never discusses Grusha Vachalala Le Kohen Hedyot, and that's the Machlok. Tos says, Grusha Vachalala Kohen Hedyot, that's Lav Asay. The other Rishonim say, no, that's Lav Greda. Okay, that's the basic Machlok. About whether the Asay of Kedushim Yiyu is a general Asay for Isuri Kahuna, or is not a general Asay for Isuri Kahuna. Now, the one thing, though, that we have to figure out is, here is Shita 1, Tosfos. Here is Shita 2, the other Rishonim. The Shar HaMelech wants to figure out, what exactly is the second Shita? So, he quotes in the Becher David. Any of Shechter tell me in here? Remember the Becher David story? No? I didn't know Shechter. It's written up in the Nefesh HaRav, I think. The Becher David was a bit of a somewhat of an encyclopedic work. It was called Divrei Emes, like the actual name of the book. You're not going to find Becher David. The fellow's name was, his last name was Becher David. But it's a book called Divrei Emes, and it's a bit of a, like, not really encyclopedic, more like Shif Schmeitzedek work, a very early sefer that, like, tried to take some topics and be very thorough about them. So the Shar HaMelech quotes, right? The Shar HaMelech quoted from the Divrei Emes,
who said that,
right, if you take it to an extreme, the Divrei MS, who says that Kedoshim Yiyu is not an assay at all. There is no assay of Kedoshim Yiyu. It's not an assay. There is no assay of Kedoshim Yiyu. Kedoshim Yiyu is a philosophy. It's a spiritual machshava musar point. It's not an assay at all according to the other Rishonim. It's not an assay at all according to the other Rishonim. And what do you have to say? That the maskana of Yevamos, Daf Kafam and Beis, is Doche Yevamos Heyam and Aleph and Bab Metzia Laman and Aleph. Yeah, there's a Havnin in Bab Metzia. Oh, in Bab Metzia, actually, maybe there are. In Bab Metzia, you can actually even get out of, like Tosis does. But there's a Havamina in Bab Metzia, maybe. that it's talking about. In Bab Metzia, in Yevamos Daf Hey, there's an Asay for Shur Gehuna. That's just a Havamina, and that's the same Havamina you find in Yevamos Daf Chofen. In the end, they're Mafrith that Havamina. They say if Kedoshim Yehu is an Asay for Kohanim, then Mizgadishim is an Asay for Yisraelim, that every Lav has an Asay, and there's no such thing as a Lav Greda. We taught you how to observe it. So they reject that Havamina. That's what the Divrei Emes says. But, the Sharmel says, with all due covet to the Divrei Emes, can't be, because... Well, what other? Or well, one other Rambam. What does the one other Rambam say?
He brings all these different cases.
What's the one case where the Rambam says there is an Asay?
Exactly,
Aveda Yud Aleph Yud Ches. Right? Or really, it's called Gzela Aveda. The Rambam says Mefurash in the case of Bav Metzia, the Aveda Be Veis HaKfaros. The Rambam says Mefurash. I will read you a Rambam in Aveda Yud Aleph Yud Ches. Kohen Shara Aveda Veis HaKfaros Einim Atami Lach Zira. Why should Aisha came into the Seishal, Shaved Aveda, Mivatel, a Seishal Kedoshim Yiyu, but over a Losasha, Shalom Yitama Baal Ba'amav, Beina Sei Dov, Losasha, Sei, he said the Furish. The Kohen goes to a Vesak first, he's over on the Asay of Kedoshim Yiyu. So the problem with this is, but it's against a Mefurish Rambam. The Divrei Emes was actually saying it. Bishitas HaRambam. So Sharmel says, you never know, sometimes strange things happen that even people who know Kol HaTar Kula for a second forget about a certain Rambam and say a pshat that's not defensible. So the Divrei Emes is very hard. Can't be pshat in the Rambam. If you want to say it's a theoretical possibility, it is, but it can't be pshat in the Rambam because the Rambam's mefurish. We were medayik in the Rambam. There's no asay by nisuin of a kohen, but there is asay by tum of a kohen. So therefore, he rejects that. So the question is then, if we're going to admit that Kedoshim Yiyu applies to some things, but it doesn't apply to some things, then which things does it apply to? And which things does it not apply to? So what the Sheet Shar HaMelech quotes from the, he calls it the Shita Mikubetzes of Sanhedrin. Now, there's no Shita Mikubetzes of Tzal Ashkenazi on Sanhedrin, but these Bal Mechaber Chamra V'Chaye, who I think was the Bal Mechaber Knesset Agdola, right? Rav Chaim Ben Avishti? What?
Ben Benashti.
Ben Benashti? I always have trouble pronouncing. Not as much trouble as other people have pronouncing Ben Benash. But Ben Avashti? Is that I get it right now? No.
Ben Benashti.
Ben Benashti. Rav Chaim Ben Benashti, the Mechaber of Knesset Agdola, wrote a sefer called Chamra V'Chaye in Sanhedrin. And in the back, he threw in a sheet of Mekubetzes. He collected some things he found in various Kisveyat, from various Rishonim on Sanhedrin. So it's not the sheet of Mekubetzes we're familiar with. But if you look, if you take a Chamer B'Chayi off the shelf, it's not such a rare sefer. It's, as Akronim on Sanhedrin goes, it's one of the more popular ones. In the back, he pulled some Likutim from Rishonim, and he found in the name of... where did he quote this? I think it's someplace here where I Xeroxed. There it is. Shidim Vetzik Savyad, Yisrael Sanhedrin, Perikon Gadol, doesn't mean Perikon Gimel, there are 23 fucking in Sanhedrin. He doesn't say who it's quoting. Nechto shel Rash, that is. It's quoting the grandson of the Rash.
Okay, so the Chamer Chayi found when he collected obscure Rishonim in the Sanhedrin, the grandson of the Rash. People normally assume that the Rash was Shans, but I don't know if you can be sure.
The grandson of the Rash said this vart that, what if you want to say that if you are metame, you do buy the Kedushim Yiyu, but if you marry Grusha, you don't buy the Kedushim Yiyu, hechidesi. If you want to say like Divrei Emes Nicha, Kedushim Yiyu is a Musar, is a philosophy, is a metaphysics. If you want to say like Tosos Nicha, Kedushim Yiyu means as an Asei and Kedushas Kohuna. But if you want to say that marrying your Grusha will not buy the Kedushim Yiyu, but going to a basic forest will buy the Kedushim Yiyu, so hechidesi this chiluk. So I think there are two shitas. What does he quote from the Neched of the Rash? What does he quote from the Neched of the Rash?
What's this Hesber? That he says you have to look in the Psukim. He's Medayik from the Psukim.
Let's Medayik from the Psukim. Vayikra Emor. What does the Psukim say? You with me? And then three things are also to all Jews. Korcha and Giluach Pasazakin and Saratis. Kedoshim Yulelohehem, etc. Isha Zonim Chalolo Yikachu, Isha Grushim Isha Lo Yikachu. So what does the Nechav of the Rash say? He says no. Kedoshim Elohim is in the middle of the Isurim. First talks about Toma and Pasazakin and Karachas and Srita. Then it says Kedoshim Elohim. And then it says don't marry a Zona Chalal of a Grusha. Why is Kedoshim Elohim in the middle? It should have been in the beginning or in the end. It's, I don't know, consult your literary agent. Figure out where to put it. But no, why? No reason it should be in the middle. It says it must be the note. Kedoshim Elohim is going on what's been said until now. Everything we've said until now, Hashem says, I'm chazering and telling you Kedoshim Elohim. And now I'm going to tell you another rule of not marrying Zona, Chalala, and Grusha. It says you're dying to the Psukim. Just say Kedoshim Elohim is going on anything until now. Everything until now is also, besides Lavan HaSeiv Kedoshim Yiyu, but everything from now on, that's not within the HaSeiv Kedoshim Yiyu. Otherwise Hashem would have put it at the end of the paragraph. So that's the Vart of the Nechdo Shel Harash. Quoted by the Chamer V'Chaye in the appendix to his Chamer V'Chaye in the Shidum Gebetzes of Obscure Rishonim that he found in Sanhedrin, quoted by Chamer Melech, right? He says very pashut. He says that there is an assay for Toma, that explains the Gemara Mamatsiya, for Pa'as Hazakim, for Srita, and for Karcha, because those are before the Pasuk Kedoshim Yiyu, right? Before Kedoshim Yiyu, but there's no assay for Zona, Chalala, Ugrusha, because that's after the words Kedoshim Yiyu. And obviously, if it comes after the words, that means it's not including Kedoshim Yiyu. Kedoshim Yiyu is looking backwards and saying all these things you should Kedoshim Yiyu in them. But the things I haven't said yet, I'm not talking about when I say Kedoshim Yiyu. That's a nice, just, pashut, meduyik, and psukim shot of the Nechad of the Rash, quoted in the Chamer V'Chaye, quoted in the Shar Melech, and it explains everything nicely. That's why in Bava Metzia they say Toma has an assay. That's when our Sugya Tiglachas Pasazokin has an assay. But the Maskana, according to everyone but Tosos, in Yivava Stavchav, is that marrying does not have an assay. That's one possibility. However, there seems to be a fourth Shita. One, two, three. There seems to be another Shita. What is the other Shita, maybe? Well, we might not have time to go into the diyukim of how they know that from the Sugya, but if you look at some of the very early Makoros that I put on the Makoros sheet, everyone know the Sefer Mitzvah of Sayyidim, right? Remember the three pages, like three volumes, 2,000 pages of Ruf Official Pearl Out? So Rav Sayyidim didn't write a Sefer Mitzvah. The Rambam wrote a Sefer Mitzvah. The Chinuch wrote a Sefer Mitzvah. The Smag wrote a Sefer Mitzvah. Rav Sadigon write a piyot to be said on Shavuos, because everyone, any Sfardim here? Everyone knows the good Sfardim on Shavuos have to say piyutim with all the 613 mitzvahs. That's part of celebrating Shavuos, is to say over a piyot with 613 mitzvahs in them. Because after all, it's Matan Torah, and you have to say all 613 mitzvahs. Rashi actually quotes in Chumash that Rav Sadigon wrote a piyot. Anyone remember the Rashi and Chumash? What did Rashi and Chumash? Then Rav Sadigon's piyot, what did he do?
He explained how all 613 mitzvahs are within the Aseres HaDibros, and he just divided them to 10 and showed how, and they all flowed from one of the Aseres HaDibros. And that's what Rashi mentioned. That's what. Now, it's not this one. I think he's going to Rishon Yigam, but it's not the one Rishon Yigam is dealing with. Rishon Yigam more than one peel like this for Shavuos. And then they published a Siddur of Rishon Yigam, which I have at home, which actually, if you look in the Siddur of Rishon Yigam, there's five pages where it gives you this whole poem where you list all 613 mitzvahs. It's really, that's five pages because they have like footnotes of critical apparatus of Shinui Gersos, etc. It's really two pages. Rishon Yigam wrote a two-page piyut which lists all 613 mitzvahs. Then Rabbi Yochanan for Shul Perlau decided that he would make this a project of being medayek, Rishon Yigam sheath about all the mitzvahs very cryptically. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan for Perlau had a significant level of Ruach HaKodesh, where all Rav Sadiq wrote was a little pia, and he was medayik all kinds of things that every single halachot who shown him, he was medayik where Rav Sadiq and held. With amazing boldness and ambition. But in the poem, what does he say, Rav Sadiq going? V'kadesh, this is the assay. Oh, I didn't write, it's in the Chelik assay. This is the assay part of the poem. V'kadesh koim in a nefesh kiyam l'sheiro yitama. Kadesh koim in a nefesh mitzvah assay except for sheiro. What did Rav Sadiq Gaon seem to imply? That, what's in the assay? What's included in the assay of Kedoshim Yiyu? Only Tuma, right? Kadesh Koim and Nefesh. And what does Zorakia say? What's Zorakia? The Zorakia is, right, Rabbi Yochanan Freshel Perlau wrote 2,000 pages on one little Peter of Sadiq Gaon. But he wasn't the first person. He just took it further. The Tashbates, right? You know the Shuk Tashbates? The four volumes usually tall. He was one of the last of the Sephardic Rishonim, of Shimshon Bar Tzemach Duran. Not to be confused with this small sefer called the Tashbates of Rav Shimon Bar Tzadok, the Talmud Rami Rittenberg, that's not so often quoted. The Tashbates is one of the last of the great Rishonim Sfarad. He wrote a Peirush on the Azharos, the Piyot of Rav Shlomo Ibn Gavirol. Rav Shlomo Gimurol, everyone wrote it. He also wrote a Piyot for Shavuos with all the mitzvahs. So Zorakia did a mini, except instead of taking a piyut in 2,000 pages, he took a piyut and made it to 50 pages. But he wrote a pirush already on the Azharos of Rav Shlomo Ibn Gavirol, who was one of the greatest of the early, super early Paitanim of Sfarad. And Zorakia, what does he say? It's called Zorakia. Zorakia is the Tashbates, Rashbates, Tashbates, just he called it Shuvas, Shimshabar, Tzemach. But the Rashbates is pirush on the piyut of Rav Shlomo Ibn Gavirol. Says, "V'kohana mitzvah gadol l'nuog l'kavod mitzvah nimnes marav mamar or kodesh yalach pershuos v'choldam shemtus v'tov mishal v'bar mishal v'lito mana yafu rishon the efshe shem shtei mitzvos achas liyisrael v'kadosh l'choldam shemtus v'tov v'barach v'ashenis l'chol atzmo sheyezem itumas mei shenemar kadoshim yiyu v'shenim mitziyam rekom v'beis v'parsel asi asay d'shavei d'doche asay d'losas d'tuma v'asayu kadoshim yiyu." He says there might one asay for us to be kavod the kohen, another asay for the kohen to be kadosh. But what did the Tashbates say? What's the essay? For the Kohen to be Kadosh, Sheyezer mitumas meis. The Tashbates and the Rav Sadiq Gaon both seem to hold, it's an amazing coincidence, that Rav Sadiq Gaon and the Tashbates, they say there is an essay for what? Only for Tuma. And there's no essay for all other Isurei Kahuna. There's no, maybe the essay is only for Tuma, not for all the other Yisurei Kahuna. What would be the Svara? Mehechi Tesi, it's not Bedoik and the Psukit. Mehechi Tesi is an essay only for Tuma, not all other Yisurei Kahuna. That's just the last thing. Now we have four Shitas. We have four Shitas. That's say for everything. I say for nothing. I say for Tuma and the various hair problems, and not for the marriages. Or I say only for Tuma. Why would the essay only be for Tuma? Mehechi Tesi and the Psukit. Kedoshim Yu is not next to the Tuma. Right? Mehechi Tesi in the Psuk and the Asay is for Tuma. So I think maybe you can dike in the Rambam to support Rav Sadiq Gaon and the Tashbates. Because if there's an Asay, this is my assumption. You could question the assumption. But Tashbates, if there's an Asay, the Rambam should count it as an Asay. No, that's a reasonable assumption. What does the Rambam count as an Asay? So look in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. Kli HaMikdash. What does the Rambam count as an Asay? The Rambam counts as an Asay. He says, does he have an assay of Kedushas Kahuna? He says, L'kadesh HaKohen La'avoda, T'imim Mekadesh Him for Avoda, and then he repeats inside the claim, Mitzvah L'havim Kohanim L'kachim L'chinam L'karbon, to be Magdalem, Mekadesh them, be making them to bring a Karbon. For the Rambam, if you say the mitzvah saseh is, he doesn't have two mitzvah saseh, b'kidash and gush miyur. One mitzvah saseh, to be mekadosh the kohanim to do avoda. So if you think that if the mitzvah saseh is to be mekadosh them to do avoda, what passes them from avoda? If they shave their beard, is that a psul avoda? That mentioned in Sefer Zvachim? No. They pull out there, make a bold spot, or cut themselves when someone dies, or marry a grusha. That passel their avoda? Doesn't say the name of Sefer Zvachim. As a knas, we wouldn't let them do avoda. Meaning, the bezdin would be in the knas, would teach, try to teach them a lesson. But there's no, we know what the psuli avoda are. Onen, and yoshev, and lorach, and judayim, and raglayim, and prumei begodim, and prumei rosh. There's no, what? What? No. A chalal, his carbon might be possible. But someone who marries a chalal, his carbon is kosher. Right? His carbon, his kid, different story. So what do you want to say? What's the only iser kahuna that ruins you from doing, for, ruins your avoda? What's the only iser kahuna that's not allowed to violate if he does it, it ruins his avoda? Tuma. Right? Tame, you look in the beginning saying, where is Vachim? Of course Tame is one of the mechalei avoda. So maybe you could say the Rambam holds the asev kedushim yu only applies to things that are relevant to avoda. Yeah, things which are mekadosh, things that affect his avoda have an asev kedushim yu, that he should be kedush to do avoda. Therefore, of course, he shouldn't do any blotting. But the asev is be ready to do avoda, and therefore he only violates the asev if he's metame himself, because that prevents him from doing avoda. And maybe this is the makor. Plus, maybe you can yudayik from the Rambam. Maybe you can yudayik from the Rambam to support Rav Sadia going to the Tashbeis. Maybe this is the svar of Rav Sadia going to the Tashbeis. Mehikitesi, how did Rav Sadia going to the Tashbeis know this? Maybe they knew it because misvar, and they figured out, right, that they figured out that kedoshim yiyu is referring to those things necessary for their avoda. Now everything is tied into the fact they do avoda. But kedoshim yiyu means don't be mafkia yourself from avoda. And therefore, Tumah is mafkiyim for avoda, but the other Yisroel are not mafkiyim for avoda. So that's my suggestion, I can't prove it, as to Behechi Tesi, the Shita of the Rashbates and the Rav Sadia Gaon, maybe based on the Rambam, that Kedoshim Yiyu has to do with being ready for avoda, and only Tumah passes you for avoda. Kedoshim Yiyu, Ki Yasi Sher, Sem Lechon, okay, then Hey Makri then. I mean, you could have read that as they should generally be a higher standard because they do avoda and they have to make a kiddush Hashem. But you can also read it as medai for the pesukim. Okay, now there's one or two details we didn't get to, but we'll Amir Hashem continue on, let's say, Monday. So on Thursday we'll pick up. I already gave out my first sheet 14. If you didn't get a copy, it is in the box, and we'll just maybe finish up one or two nekudos and technical nekudos, and we'll mostly talk about the next Makoros sheet, Amir Hashem, on Thursday.